KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with just a slight chance for isolated flurries, a high around 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the check of state and area news. The Iowa State Patrol is requesting the public's help in connection with a fatal Tama County crash. Authorities say the collision happened around 10:30 p.m. Friday on Highway 30 at Railroad Avenue, just north of Chelsea. The collision occurred between a black Ford F-150 pickup driven by 38-year-old Tammy Ann Cockrell of Van Horn and a FedEx semi with dual trailers driven by 34-year-old Adam Russell Nury of Dyersville. Cockrell died at the scene. Officials say the semi was westbound on Highway 30 when, for reasons unknown, it crossed the double yellow line and struck the eastbound pickup. The Iowa State Patrol requested anyone who may have been a witness to the collision or had gone through the area of Highway 30 during the time it took officers to respond to the scene to come forward with any pertinent information. Please call the District 1 State Patrol office in Cedar Rapids at 319-396-1944 or Public Information Officer Sergeant Nathan Ludwig at 515-745-2863. The Iowa DNR says a man setting up hunting blinds for a veteran's deer hunt was run over by a UTV Saturday afternoon in rural Jasper County. 58-year-old James Whitson was run over at around 1:30 p.m. by a Polaris Ranger at the Reichelt unit area. Authorities say the incident happened as 72-year-old David Drew was backing the Polaris Ranger up to a trailer. Whitson was located between the trailer and the Ranger when Drew pushed the accelerator instead of the brake. Whitson was transported to Methodist Medical Center by helicopter. The extent of his injuries were unknown at last report. The investigation was ongoing by the Iowa DNR conservation officers. Well, anyone who handles anhydrous ammonia fertilizer is encouraged to attend safety training because it can be dangerous if it's mishandled. One of the next training opportunities will be on November 29th at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. Dan Neenan with the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety says it's important to understand the hazards of anhydrous ammonia and to use proper safety gear, especially a full-face respirator. Neenan says anhydrous ammonia will freeze human tissue on contact and cause chemical burns. The training costs $10. For more information on that November 29th program, call 800-551-9029. The City of Omaha and its fire and police departments are teaming up with the U.S. Marine Corps' Reserve Toys for Tots program to help make the holiday season more memorable for less fortunate children. The program gives to children in the Omaha and surrounding and Council Bluffs areas, including Lincoln and the Hastings and Grand Island areas of Nebraska. Most Omaha fire stations and police precincts will be accepting public donations of new unwrapped toys through December 1st. Two men in a truck will be picking up the donations from all locations beginning December 3rd. A map of all toy drop-off locations can be found online. Donated toys should be for children between birth and mid-teens. The charity cannot accept realistic-looking weapons or gifts with food. The November session of Healthy You will be held Thursday, November 15th at the Cass County Health System. The program, Tackling Those Winter Blues, will be presented by Megan Bierbaum, LMSW. Megan is a licensed social worker who joined CCHS in 2014. In her role as a care coordinator, she assists patients and families to ensure that they have the resources they need to live as safely and independently as possible. And Megan says that loneliness and depression have a big impact on our physical health, and it's important to know that they are more common than most people realize, and the holiday season can be one of the toughest times of the year. She said also it's important for people to know that there are resources available to help you get through it to ensure the best quality of life possible all year round. Healthy You will be offered at both noon on Thursday, November 15th, and Healthy You is a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as a meal is provided for all attendees. You can call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. Well, many Iowans will be headed to the airport next week for Thanksgiving trips, and some forecasts predict this flu season will be more severe than last year. Dr. Deborah Mulligan, Chief Medical Affairs Officer of telehealth provider MD Live, says the convergence of flu season and holiday travel season increases your chances of getting sick, especially for Iowans who will be spending time on a plane.
What we learned from one study by the Journal of American Medical Association is that 20% of plane passengers surveyed reported respiratory infections within 5 to 7 days of flying.
While many frequent flyers fear being seated next to sick strangers, Mulligan says air travel is fraught with chances for catching a bug.
Any largely crowded area is susceptible to spreading viruses. Security lines, flight gates, or boarding procedures all present transmission opportunities.
For Iowans who do get sick but who don't have time to visit the doctor's office, telehealth providers offer a welcome alternative. Rich Berner, the CEO of MD Live, says virtual doctor visits streamline the process for patients while not overloading clinics and hospitals during the busy flu season.
The beauty of MD Live service is not only does it provide a great experience for consumers, it's much more convenient providing care the way they want it, when they want it, but it also helps health systems.
Similar virtual systems like Teladoc enable people to reach a physician for basic consultations through online video, telephone, or mobile apps. Virtual visits may be as low as $25, and they're often covered by insurance. Well, a December trial has been scheduled for a woman accused of driving drunk with children in her vehicle. Mitchell County court records say 35-year-old Rebecca Golden of Kensett pleaded not guilty Thursday to 5 counts of child endangerment and 1 count of operating while intoxicated. Her trial is set to begin December 5th in Osage. Authorities say Golden was pulled over August 19th after someone called 911 to report a vehicle weaving on Iowa Highway 9. The children inside were ages 9, 7, 5, 2, and 1. Court records say her preliminary breath test indicated that Golden was driving at more than 3 times the legal limit for intoxication. Iowans who drive cars with advanced technologies are finding that they're much more expensive to repair. A study shows cars equipped with advanced driver assistance systems may cost twice as much to fix after crashes or even fender benders. Beth Mosier at AAA Iowa says high-tech features are important in preventing crashes, but they're not cheap to replace after a wreck.
Front radar sensors used with automatic braking, that can cost anywhere from $900 to $1,300. The rear radar sensors, and those are used with blind spot monitoring, and the rear traffic alert systems, those cost anywhere from $850 to just over $2,000.
Sensors, cameras, and other devices are being embedded in bumpers, side mirrors, and windshields. Mosher says even minor damage might need to be fixed right away.
Something that people, I've got, a small chip there. I'll get to it when I can. But that could actually really distort the camera sensor that is behind that windshield. And so it may be become a necessary repair instead of just something we'll get to when we're able to.
Car owners should make sure their mechanics are qualified to calibrate advanced driving systems. The study shows 1 in 3 Americans can't afford an unexpected car repair bill, even as low as $500. Mosher says AAA has several recommendations for car owners. Learn about repair costs when shopping for a vehicle, discuss them with your insurance agent, and start saving money for emergency repairs. The new president of the Iowa Association of Realtors says the housing market in the state has evened out. John Godey is a realtor in Spencer and says the most recent numbers available showed September sales dropped by nearly 13% compared to last year, but the overall yearly sales are down only 1.6%. Godey said the median price for sales of new homes was up 4.2%, even though the inventory of homes is rising. He says agents are using social media more to generate interest in houses, and there's also a new trend being used.
A coming soon type thing where you actually market the property before it's ready to show to the public. And that's created some buzz, too. And so sometimes the first day you have it on the market, you may have multiple showings, and then within the next day or so, you could have multiple offers. And that's brought up some prices.
Interest rates have gone up some this year, but he says they're not at a point where they will have a big impact.
It's still so low that if they pay an extra couple thousand dollars, the monthly payment is affected maybe less than $5 per thousand that they borrow.
Godey says many homeowners who took it on the chin when the housing bubble burst are now seeing some turnaround.
That crash of 2008, which is now 10 years ago, that was real. And there were people that were losing a significant amount of their equity, maybe 10% or more. And we feel that that's come back, and we're having kind of a steady, not alarming, raise in prices.
And Godey said that there are things are evening out on both sides, so they tend to be happy when a house is sold.
It's been a good market for both. You usually say, is this a seller's market or a buyer's market? There's indications that buyers are still in a pretty good position to buy, and sellers are getting a fair price and can expect to be able to live in a house 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years and be able to sell it at a slight gain.
Cody said the season trend for the rest of the year is for sales to fall off as the weather gets colder. The median sales price for a home was $160,000 in September compared to $153,500 in September of 2017. That is a check of the news. I'm Rick Henson reporting.